Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. A bit of trivia for Grand Final week, and this one's going to be surrounding the Clive Churchill Medal. We will be having a big trivia podcast on Grand Final Day for you to test your knowledge out there. That will be a bit of fun, but one on the side here to see how you go. Now, it is going to be centered on the Clive Churchill Medal. Now, obviously, there has always been Man of the Matches in Grand Finals, but the Clive Churchill Medal was handed out for the very first time in 1986. The first recipient of the Clive Churchill Medal was the great Peter Stirling in 1986. That is a name that I advise you keep in the back pocket for a little bit later in this trivia. I have helped you out a little bit there. So Stirlo, he received it in 1986. It has been given out every single season, and will be given out once again on Sunday. Last year, it was given to Nathan Cleary from the Penrith Panthers, another name that I advise you keep in the back pocket once again, but a name that I doubt you'll forget anyway. So 1986 to 2021, we've had a stack of absolute legends of our game collect the Clive Churchill Medal. We've had a few guys collect two of them in that time. Not a heap, but a couple of them have collected two. Nobody in this period of time has collected two in a row, of course. But what I want you to think about is how many of the Clive Churchill medalists since 1986 have been one club players. So how many of them have been one club players? Now, I will give you a little hint. I've already mentioned two of them, so that makes life a little bit easier. There are 11 more that you need to name. So altogether, there are 13 players that have won the Clive Churchill Medal that are one club players over their entire career. Not when they won the medal, over their entire NRL career. Now, some of them have spent time playing for other clubs over in England. I'm not counting that. One club NRL players. Yeah, so guys that have only played for one club in the NRL and have won a Clive Churchill Medal. There are 13 of them all together. Funnily enough, a little hint for you, there are 14 Clive Churchill medals in this group, but only 13 recipients. I'm going to give you about 30 seconds or so here with a bit of music to have a think about it. If you'd like a little bit of extra time, you might want to pause the podcast, maybe get out a pen and paper, get out the notes. Don't cheat, leave Google in the duffel bag. And have a think about it. If you can name the 13 players that are one club players that have won a Clive Churchill medal since 1986, and there are 14 medals altogether, so one of those guys managed to win two Clive Churchill medals who is a one club player. That'll give you a little hint. It's obviously the first one that was ever given out was a one club player as well, as was the most recent one that was given out. So if you know your footy, I reckon you should get pretty close here, but getting all 13 will be a real challenge. I'll give you 30 seconds or so now to have a think about it. As I said, pause the podcast at any point during the music if you would like to write it down and really test yourself to see if you can work out who are the 13 one club players that have won the Clive Churchill Medal since 1986.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
All right, let's see how you went naming your 13 one-club players in the NRL, not including playing in the Super League and whatnot, that have won a Clive Churchill medal and have only represented one club in the NRL. Going to be a big test for you. As I said, if you would like a little bit more time to write down all 13 of your answers or a bit more time to think about it, please feel free to pause the podcast now and really test yourself, see how you go. I'm not sure how I would have gone with this, to be honest with you. I reckon I would have got 9 or 10 of them definitely, but there's a few here that I think it would have been tough to remember. A lot of names to remember there from a lot of years, a lot of similar teams featuring there, so very, very tough, and even hard to remember with all guys, whether they played a couple of games at the start of their career at somewhere else, or if they finished somewhere else, so a lot of guys to touch on here. All right, let's go from the very start, though. 1986, the Clive Churchill medal winner there was, of course, Peter Stirling. He is the first of 13 there. Peter Stirling, 1986, only ever played for the Parramatta Eels. 1987, Cliffy Lyons. Now, this is one that I think a number of people probably would have written down. It should be noted, Cliffy played 309 games for the Manly Seagulls, but 1985, he started his career with the North Sydney Bears. So, Cliffy Lyons, he was not one of them. So, we've got Peter Stirling so far. The year after that, Paul Dunn played for multiple clubs. Bradley Clyde and Ricky Stewart were the 2 years after that. They obviously both represented the Canberra Raiders, but they also played for the Canterbury Bulldogs, so they don't make it. Bradley Clyde won in 1991 as well. Our next one to join Peter Stirling came a number of years after was, of course, the great Alan Langer from the Brisbane Broncos in 1992. So you need to add him to your list. Alan Langer there, 1992. So we've got Stirlo and Langer so far. Brad Mackay won it the year after. Obviously played for a few clubs, Brad Mackay. Dave Ferner in 1994. He is the third name that you need to chuck in there. Played all of his 200 NRL games for the Canberra Raiders. So far, we've got Stirling, Langer, and Ferner, and we're at 1994. We've got a bit of a run of guys here in the mid-90s. Jim Dimmick, he played for the Bulldogs when they won their premiership in 95. He, of course, also represented the Parramatta Eels and the Magpies, so Jim Dimmick doesn't get a bait, but the great Jeff Tuvey does. Now, Tuvey obviously played for the Manly Seagulls and the Northern Eagles, but that is the Seagulls, essentially, so I'm not going to take that off him. I'm going to give him a one-club player there. Jeff Tuvey in 1996. We've then got 1997 was Robbie O'Davis from the Newcastle Knights. Played all 223 games of his career with the Newcastle Knights there, Robbie O. 1998, Gordon Tallis won the Clive Churchill that year. Another name that people potentially might have written down, but if you know your footy, you know that he played 50-odd games of first grade for the St. George Dragons before he made his move to the Brisbane Broncos, sitting out the 1996 season. So Tallis doesn't get a feature. The next year, 1999, Brett Camorley wins it with the Melbourne Storm, their first premiership victory. Of course, Brett Camorley played for a number of clubs. Even before he arrived at the Melbourne Storm, he'd already played for Newcastle and the Hunter Mariners. Not many games in those 3 or 4 years, but he had played for two clubs. He also went on to play for, of course, the Northern Eagles, the Cronulla Sharks, and the Canterbury Bulldogs as well. So Brett Camorley in 1999 does not get a feature. The year 2000, though, the great Darren Lockyer wins it for the Brisbane Broncos, and Darren Lockyer gets a bait in this. So far, we've got Peter Stirling, Langer, Ferner, Tuvey, Robbie O'Davis, Darren Lockyer. They are your first six out of 13. The next seven, they will come from the post-2000 era. 2001 is our first one. Andrew Joey Johns, a one-club man there. Andrew Johns is another one from the Newcastle Knights. The next 2 years after, the next three, four, a heap of years after that, there's a bit of a gap here from guys that won it that were not one-club players. Craig Fitzgibbon played for St. George. Luke Prittis played for a number of clubs. Willie Mason played for a heap of clubs. Scotty Prince played for every Queensland club and the Tigers. Sean Berrigan was an interesting one. Won it for the Broncos in 06. Once again, you need your thinking cap on here because he did, of course, play for the New Zealand Warriors and the Canberra Raiders. It is kind of forgotten in the back end of Sean Berrigan's career, but he does not qualify. 2007 was Greg Inglis. He, of course, played for the South Sydney Rabbitohs as well. Brent Kite played for a few clubs, St. George, Manly, Penrith, a few clubs there for Brent Kite. Now, our next one is 2009, Billy Slater. He won the Clive Churchill that year. He only ever played for the Melbourne Storm. And, of course, he is our man that won two clubs. Clive Churchill's and was a one-club man. So Billy Slater, he won it in 09 and 17. So he accounts for two of the Clive Churchill's from one-club players. Our next one came in, well, we had 2010, the year after Darius Boyd. He played for two clubs. 2011, Glenn Stewart. Darius Boyd actually played for three clubs. 2011, Glenn Stewart for the Manly Seagulls. He obviously finished his career with the Bunnies. 2012, Cooper Cronk. He obviously finished his career with the Sydney Roosters and played for the Melbourne Storm. He doesn't qualify. But 2013, Dally Cherry Evans won it on a losing side. DCE has only played for the Manly Seagulls, so he is another one. The year after that, Sam Burgess obviously played a heap of games in England, but only played for one NRL club. Sam Burgess, the South Sydney Rabbitohs, so he qualifies. The next few years after that, Jonathan Thurston and Luke Lewis, they obviously played for multiple clubs. JT, obviously playing for the Canterbury Bulldogs. Lukey Lewis, obviously playing for the Penrith Panthers as well. 2017, as we said, Billy Slater. 2018 was Luke Keary. He had already represented the South Sydney Rabbitohs, so not a one-club player. But the last 3 years, Jack Whiten, a one-club player for the Canberra Raiders. 2020, Ryan Pappenhausen, despite spending time at the West Tigers, didn't play first grade there. So Ryan Pappenhausen, a one-club player of the Melbourne Storm, won the 2020 Clive Churchill Medal. And 2021, last year, Nathan Cleary won the Clive Churchill, and he's a one-club player. So you're 13 players. We've just gone through the entire history of the Clive Churchill Medal. The 13 players that were one-club players, if you had 13 from 13, well done. Peter Sterling, Alan Langer, Ferner, Tuvi, Robbie O'Davis, Darren Lockyer, Andrew Johns, Billy Slater, Dally Cherry Evans, Sam Burgess, Jack Whiten, Ryan Pappenhausen, and Nathan Cleary. Let me know, guys. Send me a message. Let me know how you went in that, how many out of 13 you managed to hit, who you forgot, which ones slipped your mind, and did you work out that the man to win two Clive Churchill medals as a one-club player was Billy Slater. Let me know how you went with that one, guys. 1986 to 2021, a real test of your Clive Churchill knowledge.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt. So throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.